The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us here right on Forever Young. If it's the first time you have caught our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our wonderful podcast platforms, welcome to the show. We are grateful that you find us here and listen each and every week. We've been here about 26 years, and we show up each and every week with the hopes of informing and educating listeners on what's going on in our industry, what's hype, what's real, what are some things you might want to apply to your day-to-day that can help you mitigate or deal with certain situations that you're currently dealing with when it comes to your health journey. You can learn more about us. It's very easy to do so. That is foreveryoungradio.com. There we have, goodness, over 500 podcast episodes, articles from A to Z, and good practical information for everybody. So go and check that out when you have some time. Now, I have a very special return guest. He has been coming on the show for, goodness, I think we're on our 15th year of education on this program, and that is Nathan Jones. He's the CEO and founder of Clear Inc., a great company that we've highlighted over the years for their use in xylitol, whether it comes to your nasal health, keeping the nose and nasal passageway clean, or their spry line, which is very good for dental caries and dental health. We're going to talk a little bit about a lot of what people are dealing with right now, and that is seasonal allergies. Nate, thank you so much for agreeing to come on the show. It's so nice to have you with us.
Well, thanks for asking me.
So fun. I look forward to our talks together because for years we've been big proponents on the show of keeping your nose clean, really educating people on the hygiene aspect. So I'm excited that you're joining me today to talk about this.
Well, I love talking about hygiene, nasal hygiene, oral hygiene, how it improves your overall health, how it reduces the amount of money that you need to spend on drugs and pharmaceuticals and other products like that simply by keeping your mouth and nose clean.
I think before we saw 50 million people in the United States were dealing with some type of seasonal allergy, but it's actually more than that. You know, I read some new data. It's up to 80 million, 81 million, and a great percentage of that is children. And so often it seems like children are the ones that are falling by the wayside.
Yeah, I do think that. And the sad thing about it is the number one drug, which is fluticasone, that people and doctors prescribe for allergies, especially in kids, actually causes stunted growth. And that's a known side effect. And yet when doctors are telling these kids to use them, they don't tell them and they don't tell their parents this is going to, you know, stunt your growth. And there's a lot of other issues that come with these drugs. And I'm not a person that's opposed to drugs. I'm not opposed to pharmaceuticals. What I'm opposed to is the unneeded abuse of these drugs that we have, where we eat them like candy. We just accept it. Oh, they're great for us because there's all kinds of negative things that come from it. And especially when there's many other ways that we could actually work to prevent ourselves from having these allergies, these issues with allergies.
Great point. And, you know, I was talking to somebody else. I know this is our short segment and we're really going to get into it in the next one. And why I like xylitol is think about it at night. Generally, if a parent is giving their child or themselves some type of nighttime, you know, OTC that they found or they're hearing about from their GP, those are often sugary in a way. So with xylitol, it gives you that confidence that you can give your child this. And if they don't get to the bathroom to brush their teeth because they're not doing good, you don't have to worry about that accumulation of sugar sitting on the teeth as well.
I think any pharmaceutical suspension that they give to kids with sugar should be banned, period. You know, that's a horrible thing. I was watching a video this morning when I'm on the treadmill working out in the gym. I usually put on, you know, different videos, and usually they're 15, 20-minute video clips of different doctors and politicians. It's where I get my news.
Yeah.
And this is something that we have been talking about. You know, we're going off topic, but it actually is right on topic. But Dr. Peter McCullough, who is a friend of mine, he was actually talking about sugar and how sugar is causing a lot of these allergies and other systemic health issues that we have. And he has decided that he's going to go sugar-free. I did not know that. So I actually sent him a text message and said, hey, what is this with sugar-free? Did I have an impact? He hasn't answered me yet, and I'm not going to take credit for it. But that is something that, we've had a few discussions about. But it truly is, you know, a lot of times, there's a lot of data and a lot of studies with xylitol and how good it is for you and other sugar alternatives. And I almost want to say that these studies, half of the reason why these other sweeteners like the xylitol and erythritol and allulose and a bunch of these other sweeteners are better for you is because it gets us away from the six carbon sugars of sucrose, glucose, and fructose that we know are harmful for us, but they're cheap and easy to make. And that's what we've been eating, 100 pounds a year of now?
Yeah,
and
a lot.
And that's killing us because it's inflammatory, and anytime you get something inflammatory in your mouth or your nose, you're going to have more allergy issues and illnesses.
Cognitive decline, people are even saying. I love Dr. Peter McCullough. He's been on the show. Listeners, if you've not caught him, please go and check out our podcast episodes there at foreveryoungradio.com. We'll be right back after the break to discuss more on your health.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Has your digestive health been dragging out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a great conversation with special return guest Nathan Jones of our good friends at Clear and Spry. If this is something you've not heard of, this is the first time you're hearing it, you can always learn more at their website. That's xlear.com. That's clear.com. Now, look, allergens normally begin spreading throughout the country in the spring, but when those plants begin to kind of sprout, they release pollen and different things that can maybe trigger these allergies in people depending on what they're dealing with in their day-to-day. But we are seeing a lot of it, and these allergens are starting to spread across the country and are growing in numbers. So, Nate, what I see out there for most advertisements for seasonal allergies is they promote the use of antihistamine. Why shouldn't we use an antihistamine this allergy season if we're trying to really figure out what's going on with us?
Well, I don't want to say that you shouldn't use it because, again, I mentioned this before in our last segment. I support the use of pharmaceuticals in a very limited sense of the word after we've tried everything else. And I'll use an analogy is that, you know, if you want to start a war, you just go straight to the nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. No, you try to have a dialogue. You do something that's less invasive first. And there's a lot of things that you can do. You know, you can wash your sheets. You can close your windows. You can change the filters in your air conditioner. You know, there's all these things that you can do, you know, including washing your nose with nasal sprays like Clear that facilitate your nose where your body is cleaning all this stuff out of your body and preventing it from getting into your lungs is in your nose. And if you're using a nasal spray like Clear that helps wash that and facilitate that close cleansing mechanisms, it's going to make it so you don't have to use as many of the pharmaceutical products. Because antihistamines, just like nasal steroids and just like decongestants, really what those are doing is those are actually shutting down your immune system. And you really don't want to fight your immune system unless you have to. You get congested because you're breathing something in, let's say pollen, that your body perceives as a threat. And if your body perceives it as a threat, the very first thing your body does is it makes snot. It makes mucus to trap it and wash it out. And so when you stop and think about this and you say, I'm going to take an antihistamine, well, the antihistamine stops you from producing snot. It cleans the air. So now all the pollen's going directly into your lungs, which means that over time, you're just going to make it worse. And that's exactly what you see. If you go back and put our society on a 40-year timeline, you know, in the 1970s, they started making decongestants, OTC. And as we continue to take more and more of these, if they worked, the incidence of all of these allergies, the incidence of all of these issues should be going down, but it's not. It's skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And so we should be doing other things that are less invasive and not shutting down our immune system. And really, that's what antihistamines do. And I'm not saying don't use them at all. I'm saying don't use them until you've tried everything else.
But let's talk about some of the effects on histamine for people who maybe are ingesting it, especially our little ones that we're giving it to.
A lot of issues that they get with are things like it dries out their nose. And again, okay, all that's going to do is make it so that more of these other issues like bacteria and viruses and everything else that actually get down into your lungs, where it's easier for that to cause an infection. And that's, you know, you never want that. And like I mentioned before, especially with young kids, in my opinion, the young kids should not be using fluticasone unless it's absolutely positively 100% necessary, because it does. It stunts their growth. I mean, there's so much data in the literature on this that it's crazy. And the doctors know it. It's just their patients come in and say, we want some fluticasone. We want something quick. And the doctor's like, okay, here you go. And he doesn't. And the doctors don't normally discuss all of the risks that come with it, such as, hey, it's going to stunt your growth. But the big one that I think is important for people to understand is that all of these are these antihistamines and decongestants and steroids, the number one side effect that they have is increased risk of upper respiratory infections, simply because you're drying out, you're fighting your nasal, your nose's natural cleansing mechanisms, and by drying that out, it just doesn't work very well.
Let's talk about some other alternatives to traditional allergy medicine.
So there's a number of things, and you know, I mentioned some of those, but pay attention to the pollen count. If you have allergies in the spring, close your windows. I know I like to sleep with my windows open in the spring because it's, you know, that nice fresh air and it's not freezing cold. I slept with my windows open last night. But if you do have seasonal allergies in the spring, close your windows. Change the air filters in your furnace or your air conditioner so that it's cleaning them out more efficiently. Wash your clothes more often. Take a shower at night before you go to bed. I mean, because the pollen and stuff gets caught in your hair during the day. And if you go to sleep with all that in your hair, you're just rolling around in it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of things to do. And you know, again, of course, I'm going to say this because this is what we do, is wash your nose. Wash your nose instead of twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. Use a nasal spray like Clear, you know, in the middle of the day to help facilitate that cleansing mechanism in your nose.
Yeah, definitely. And then let me ask you about, like I hear this word quite a bit, hypertonic. What does hypertonic mean?
Hypertonic means that most salines are isotonic, and that means it has the same salinity as your blood. And so if you put a hypertonic nasal spray and you spray it in your nose, it usually, and there's some of these on the market. People with cystic fibrosis use hypertonic salines a lot. I think they would be much better off, and the medical research actually shows that they would be better off if they used a xylitol in a nebulizer. These studies go back, I want to say, 20 years, two decades, and they were done at University of Iowa, but they couldn't get a patent on it, and so no one ever talked about it. And we can't do anything with it because that's a drug claim and that's a drug product. But you could just nebulize xylitol in a nebulizer, and it helps a lot. But the whole point of that is that you get a lot of congestion, and if you use hypertonic nasal spray, it actually pulls more moisture out of the tissue into the snot, into the mucus, so it flows better. The problem with using a hypertonic saline is that it works for a short period. Then you have to use it again because your body absorbs salt in the nose. And that's why xylitol is a better solution, is because your body doesn't absorb xylitol in the nose. And so the xylitol sits there in your mucus and slowly pulls moisture out of the tissue. And that works for two things, because it reduces inflammation in the airway and it provides moisture to keep your nose moist so that the mucus flows and your body traps all this stuff and washes it away.
You know, I always want to ask this question, but I'm like, are we really going to talk about snot and mucus? But do you think it's like in our system because it's the body's way of getting it out of the system? So like as we bind some of these things, we're trying to remove these pollens and it's in that ball of snot and you blow your nose and then you're using something to rehydrate. Is that kind of the method of why we have snot and why we have mucus?
Ooh, that's a long answer right there. But you have mucus. Most people don't realize this, but you're eating 2, 3, maybe even 4 cups of snot a day, of mucus.
Wow.
A day. We eat a lot because you have some in your lungs that come up and you have stuff in your nose that comes down and you know, you subconsciously you swallow that all the time. It's our body's defense mechanism. It's what is there to protect every entrance to our body. I don't know if you've ever heard of and I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right, but they're called Peyer's patches. And
wow.
Those are patches of tissue in our digestive system. And I'm probably going to screw this up. So just listen to it and then go read up on it and get the clarification, because I'm giving it at probably the outer space level, is that these Peyer's patches are part of our immune system. But when we get something caught in our snot, there's all kinds of compounds in our snot that destroy bacteria and viruses. Okay. And so when we eat stuff or when we breathe in a compound, let's say we breathe in a virus and it lands in our snot and, you know, we have acid in our snot that dissolves it. We have all these other mucins and all these other things in there that actually help destroy bacteria and viruses. But the material of these bacteria and viruses is still in our body. And as it goes through our digestive system, it passes by these Peyer's patches. And these Peyer's patches help our body to make defensive mechanisms against those pathogens. I was down in Australia and I was listening to one of their, you know, big immunologists who's retired now, but we had a long conversation about that, and it was enlightening to me because I'm like, what are those again? And, you know, he took the time to sit there and explain how that whole process worked. I never heard about Peyer's patches.
Yeah,
I didn't learn about them in anatomy or physiology in college.
Well, I'm glad you talked to him, and I'm glad I asked you the question, because that was really good information. Listeners, we have to run out to a break. Again, if you'd like to learn more about Clear, you can do so at clear.com. That's clear.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you looking to support your cardiovascular and metabolic health? Emerald Labs Bergamot Plus is a synergistic blend of polyphenols, flavonoids, and antioxidants. This synergistic blend also contains clinically tested Bergavit 40, pomegranate extract, Camu Camu, and Amla extract to help support cardiovascular and metabolic health. Enriched with the clinically proven extract Bergavit 40, which is derived from citrus bergamot, this innovative formula offers a holistic approach to heart health. Bergamot Plus supports cholesterol levels, antioxidant defenses, arterial flexibility, and encourages metabolic vitality. Bergovit 40 has been shown in studies to help reduce and control plasmatic or bad lipid levels and to help support good HDL levels. Learn more at emeraldlabs.com and use the code FOREVER to save 20% off of your order. Emerald Labs can also be found at Sprouts Vitamin Shop and other natural product stores nationwide.
Fermented nutrition is vital to our well-being, but often missing from our daily diet. Introducing Kimchi One by Brightcore Nutrition. Kimchi One harnesses the power of kimchi, the most nutrient-dense fermented food on the planet. High in vitamins A, B, C, and K, fiber, calcium, phosphorus, folate, and unique probiotics found only in kimchi. Kimchi has been shown to improve gut health, mood, focus and memory, hair growth, thicker, healthier, and reverse hair loss, quality and appearance of skin. Kimchi is exploding in the health world as a leading anti-aging superfood. When kimchi was introduced to human cells in a test tube, it actually slowed the aging process. Now you can get all the benefits of kimchi in convenient capsule form with Kimchi One. Call now at 888-958-5331 or learn more online at trykimchinow.com. That's trykimchinow.com.
Welcome back, listeners. So grateful that you find our show each and every week and listen to our new episodes. Really grateful that Nate Jones of Clear can join me today to talk about seasonal allergies and allergies in a whole, because we're getting a lot of emails and a lot of questions from you guys. There's tons of research studies. There's tons of content you can look at clear.com. Nate, so grateful that you joined me today. Again, I've already learned so much from you. You've given us great practical tips on things that we can do, you know, shower a little bit more, change your bedding, you know, make sure you're washing your nose and keeping it clean, change the filters in your house. When somebody's looking at specific Clear products or even the Spry, what do you kind of recommend if seasonal allergies is what they're dealing with?
I would actually, we have a product. And so it was a very first line extension that we put on the market after we had our regular nasal spray, our daily hygiene nasal spray. You know, we put that out there because we knew that it washed away bacteria. But after about 4 or 5 years, you know, we were spreading and we were growing. And people were saying, well, what's next? You know, you're going to bring some out. And so we actually did a big poll of our customers, and we found out that the vast majority of our customers were actually just using it because it helped with their allergies. It had nothing to do with the bacterial infections. And so we started looking in, and so our very first line extension was one that was specifically designed for people that had seasonal allergies, seasonal issues like that. And we put in capsaicin, which is chili pepper, and it's not hot. It doesn't burn your nose. But capsaicin is a known natural antihistamine, and it helps. You know, the goal of it is to, if you use that instead of the regular Clear for May, June, or April, May, June, when you have these seasonal issues, it helps to reduce your need for the pharmaceuticals. And that's what we recommend people. And that's what the Clear Max is for.
Right. And you've also added aloe vera to it. Is that because of the calming and the soothing, or, you know, what, why did you put that in that formula, Clear Max?
Because most people that have seasonal allergies, most people, and we don't really think about this, but most people really, if you have any issues at all, you're going to have open sores in your nose. And, you know, if you're using a saline spray or anything with saline in it and you spray it up your nose and it stings, chances are 99% that that's really what's causing the stinging is, you know, you throw salt in an open wound and it stings. But the aloe vera helps heal. The aloe vera is really good, as everybody knows, at helping to heal those open wounds that are in our nose.
Tremendous amount of wound studies on aloe. And I love that you added it into that formula. I actually had the chance to use Clear Max before it even came to market. You had sent me a bottle. My nephew was really struggling, and it turned him around very quickly. Again, if you're dealing with these things and you don't understand it, you keep reaching for things and you're not getting a result, again, read some of the science. Now, let's talk about the traditional Clear nasal spray, which is in literally every bathroom at our house. And, you know, we give them as gifts to people. I just get mine. You can get them all over the country. You can get it online. You can get it, you know, at a health food stores. I actually pick mine up right outside where I live at the CVS. It's like 3 minutes outside the gate where I live. And I keep it stocked for people who come and visit. Because if you're somebody who lives in Ohio and you come and visit me in Southern California, you may not be prepared for the allergies that are coming your way.
Yeah, that is true. I get that all the time. In fact, I keep a lot of it in my house. And I have a lot of people that come in from out of state. And, you know, first thing they say is, I got to go buy me some, you know, when they start talking about it, it's like, I got to go get some of this. What is this? And so, no, I do keep a bunch of it. But that was, you know, to talk about the history of that, that was actually my dad, who is a physician, he's been on your show and you've met him. But he invented that. He started utilizing that in 1998. So over a quarter of a century ago.
Wow.
And really how he got into it was he had read in all of this dental studies how kids chewing xylitol gum were getting 42% fewer respiratory infections. And the mechanism of action they showed was that xylitol blocks the ability of strep, pneumo, H, flu, and MCAT to adhere to the tissue. So he said, well, if it blocks it, why aren't we spraying it in the nose? Because that's where ear infections start. And so he had a bunch of kids who were too young to chew gum. He bought some xylitol, poured it into a saline spray, started washing out their nose, and these kids they just stopped getting sick. And kids that have chronic respiratory issues as babies and infants usually have other issues like allergies and asthma and all these other things. But these kids were having those issues cleared up, and so he started using it on older kids, and pretty soon he was using it on adults. But he had a whole practice worth of children that were coming in, and, you know, many of them were coming in and having to get these shots every couple of weeks. And they start using this, and it breaks up these biofilms. It breaks up all this stuff up in their airway. And within a week or two, they're out playing sports because they're not having the allergic reaction. And there's a really good paper that was published years ago in one of the nurse practitioner journals by Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And he pointed out and said that anytime you have a chronic respiratory issue in your body, chances are pretty high. And I think he said higher than 90%. Chances are pretty high, whether it's chronic allergies, chronic, you know, respiratory issues, infections, stuff like that, chances are pretty high that you have a biofilm buildup in your upper airway. And xylitol, we know, is great at breaking up biofilms. That's what 50 years of dental research has showed us.
Right.
So washing your nose, cleaning your nose, and that's what the original Clear was actually designed to do.
Yeah, which I love. And then if you can kind of incorporate it, if this is something you're dealing with annually, not just, you know, seasonally, I love incorporating both. I use the Clear toothpaste. The Clear nasal spray. I use the Spry toothpaste. I use the mouthwash that's alcohol free. And I feel like my body is getting a steady amount of that xylitol to kind of help, you know, not only the dental caries that I want to support my body with, but just the keeping that nasal passageway clean and not feeling like, oh my gosh, the inside of my nose feels like sandpaper, because I feel like the things I had tried before, it just dried me all out. And then I was kind of left with, okay, now I'm no longer having a runny nose. Now I have zero moisture.
Yeah, that you don't want. I mean, yeah. Having a dry nose is, A, it's not good. And a lot of people that have dry mouth issues, now as I'm trying to think about it, Sjogren's. People that have dry mouth issues, Sjogren's, a lot of people have dry mouth issues because of many pharmaceutical products that they're taking. I mean, antihistamines can even cause a dry mouth and a dry airway, because that's really what they're doing. And so if you're using any of these medications, you should be using a nasal spray like Clear that moisturizes and hydrates your nose, so it keeps it more efficiently working to do its job. But yeah,
absolutely.
That's, you don't want to have a dry nose.
No, not at all. And then I remember, goodness, I think it was like maybe 2015, there was an airway study that came out. I'm trying to remember. It was like Dr. Nazzoli, if I'm remembering. Do you remember that study?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 35%.
Yeah, and what he did is he actually took people using saline, and he's an ENT doctor at George Washington in Washington, D.C. You know, for all of the politically minded people here, he was Bill Clinton's allergist when Bill Clinton was in the White House.
Wow.
Take that as a good thing or a bad thing. But he actually did a study, and he presented it. I want to say it was, I think it might be 2015 or maybe it was 2017. I'm not sure. But he presented it down in San Antonio, Texas, and I actually flew down there to watch him. But he actually pointed out, and what they did is they had people that had bad allergies and that were using, they had them use saline and they had them use clear. And the people that use saline, because as I explained earlier, saline will actually cause inflammation in your airway, but the xylitol doesn't. It actually reduces inflammation. And in 3 weeks, using it once in the morning and once at night, people using the clear nasal spray had improved their airway volume by 36%. So yes,
which is huge.
That's huge. And there's another paper out there that was published by a doctor, Stephen Olmos. He's out of San Diego, but they actually used ultrasound, measured the airway, then they used clear, and they measured the airway again in 3 minutes. And in 3 minutes, their airway volume had improved by 20%.
I mean, that's such a difference for people who have been suffering, you know, and dealing with this. And not, like I said, it's some people deal with this year round. I mean, there's no end in sight and they're affected, you know, their home life is affected, their work life, all of the things, because they feel like they can't perform because they can't breathe properly. Maybe they have a clogged ear, a runny eye and nose, those itchy, watery eyes. So if you'd like to learn more about Clear, it's super easy to do so. That's XLEAR.com. Again, clear.com. Read some of the research. These products are available at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, natural grocers, and most natural products retailer nationwide. You can also check them out on Amazon if you prefer to buy there.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you ready to take the leap towards optimal health using one of the oldest tools in the book of functional foods? It's not a plant. It's not an animal. It's something in between. It's the humble mushroom. Why mushrooms, you ask? Well, certain types of mushrooms have been used for centuries in traditional medicine practices around the world. They are packed with essential nutrients and unique compounds that support immune function, improve mental clarity, promote heart health, and increase energy levels. Real Mushrooms is trusted by thousands of health practitioners and happy repeat customers for providing high-quality mushroom supplements that can help boost your overall health and longevity. Each batch of mushrooms undergoes rigorous testing for purity and potency. All mushrooms are extracted to ensure all beneficial compounds are preserved in their natural form. Visit realmushrooms.com and start experiencing the incredible benefits of these premium mushroom supplements. Use code FOREVER30 at checkout for 30% off your first purchase at realmushrooms.com. That's FOREVER30 for 30% off your first purchase today.
We all strive to do our best with the foods we put into our bodies, but let's be honest, some days we fall short. It could be a vacation, a celebration, or just limited time throughout the day to focus on food and proper nutrition. C-Veg is an excellent way to ensure that I'm getting the daily nutrition I need, no matter what comes up into my day-to-day. C-Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. C-Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Check their website out. That is superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com. And for a limited time, for your first order, you can get 3 bottles of the 90 Count Original Sea Veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460. That's FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, we show up each and every week to support you in your health journey and even be there for you in the struggles that you're facing. It seems like right now a lot of people are dealing with allergies out there. We're getting a lot of emails from you guys, a lot of questions on, you know, things that you can look at, maybe some protocols that you've been using and utilizing that aren't necessarily working too great for you and your family. And again, which has led you to listen to the show. Nate, you know, I remember in the early days, your kids were very, very little. You know, newbies. But every time we talk, I always ask you, have they gotten sick yet? Your kids are never sick. And they've utilized a lot of the products that you make there at Clear.
Well, my kids, you have used not just most of them, but all of them, because in the last 12 years, I make sure that my kids like the products, because if my kids won't use them, then I really don't want to put them on the market, because if I can't get kids to use them, I don't want to put them on the market because people won't use them. And I don't want people buying stuff and not using.
Yeah.
And so most of our products have been tested. My kids do use our products. That's the toothpaste they use, the mouthwash. And yeah, I have an 11-year-old daughter who has never been sick a day in her life. She doesn't know what it's like to be sick. And I truly believe that that should be the norm. I have a 13-year-old daughter who's been sick probably a grand total of 9 or 10 days of her life. You know, your typical teenager, she goes out everywhere. She interacts with all kinds of people. She travels the world. We don't protect her. It's just, when you stop and think about it, most of the bacteria and viruses that make us sick and the allergens that make us have issues, we're breathing them in through our nose. And so we should actually, I mean, it should be common sense for us to sit here and say, what can we put in our nose, in our mucus, to help our immune system block the ability of these bacteria and these viruses and these allergens, pollen and dander and things, from getting into our body? And anything that we can do that to help facilitate that cleansing without harming our body, we should look at using.
Exactly, 100%. And then again, tons of research, tons of studies, you know, back up. It's, xylitol is nothing new. I think when people hear xylitol, they're like, is that a chemical? But it's not. What is, for somebody who's listening for the first time, just give them a little information on xylitol, if you don't mind, Nate.
Xylitol is a natural sugar. It's just like sucrose, glucose, fructose, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol, erythritol. All of those are sugars that are natural. Some of them, they may go through an artificial process to get to them, but the sugars themselves are natural. The difference between xylitol and sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol, sucrose, glucose, and fructose is those are all 6-carbon sugars, and xylitol is a 5-carbon sugar, and that one carbon makes a lot of difference, because most of the pathogenic bacteria in our body, they live and thrive off of 6-carbon sugars. The strip mutans in your mouth that cause cavities, they feed off of glucose and fructose. They break it down, they make acid. They can't do that with xylitol. The xylitol will actually kill off those strep mutans bacteria. However, it doesn't. Xylitol works as a great prebiotic for a lot of the commensals and the good bacteria that are in our mouth and in our gut. So xylitol is natural. It's 100% natural.
What you've done there at Clear Inc. to be able to put it in this bottle, which is very easy to use. And again, you know, we just had Expo about a month ago, and I had a really good friend. She's been a national educator for a really big brand for 10 years. She calls me and she's like, Kelly, I need you to do me a favor. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I stayed at, you know, the hotel. I woke up this morning. I'm totally stuffed up. I don't know why. There must be something in this room, and I have to do a public talk. And I know you're coming in 2 hours. Will you bring me a bottle of Clear? When you have people in our industry who have been educating for decades and who read all these great studies that they're requesting to use your product in a dire situation because they know it'll help them. So you should be very proud. You and your family should be very proud of the products you put out there to consumers.
Well, I'm proud of them. I think that they help make people healthy. You know, another one of our goals is we won't put a product on the market that we can't show you how using it over one of our competitors is going to save you money.
It's very cost effective and so inexpensive, your products, to be honest. I mean, it's cheaper than, you know, using some of these other items that aren't working for people, and they're literally just flushing and waiting for something like a cumulative effect to happen, and it's not. And there's always a rebound effect. I can tell you, I've never had a rebound effect using any of the Clear products, but other allergy formulas out there seem to be causing some people some problems in the morning. Maybe they're waking up sluggish, tired, or even get some rapid heart rate, happening throughout the day, depending on what they've utilized.
Yeah, no, I've heard of all of those things.
Your website, clear.com, there's tons of studies. Is there a study that you'd like to share? I know there was another one in 2021, xylitol blocks viral adhesion study on human airway tissue. I think that was done out of Utah State, if I'm accurate on that one.
We did that study because there was a study that came out of the University of Tennessee in early 2020 where they showed that xylitol blocked adhesion. And this was a study that they did looking at iota-carrageenan and xylitol with SARS-CoV-2. And what that study showed was that xylitol and iota-carrageenan blocked the ability of SARS-CoV-2 to adhere to tissue. And they used varial kidney monkey tissue, which is the industry standard in all of the pharmaceutical. I mean, that's the industry standard is what it is. And iota-carrageenan is a seaweed extract, and they sell iota-carrageenan in nasal sprays outside of the U.S. Many countries outside of the U.S., they allow it because they've known for a long time iota-carrageenan helps block viral adhesion. Okay, for some reason, the FDA doesn't allow that to be sold here in the U.S., but, you know, that's their rules, not mine. But in that study, they showed that xylitol blocked it and iota-carrageenan did, but you had to use a lot more iota-carrageenan to block the SARS-CoV-2 virus from adhering to the tissue. We shared that study with the U.S. government, and the FTC came back and said, no, what's good enough for the pharmaceutical industry is not good enough for you. You need to go back, and you have to do it on human airway tissue. And so we went and did it on human airway tissue, and what we found is that it blocked it very effectively on human airway tissue. And what you learn from that study, is we went to the FDA and asked them if we could do a study on clear and people with COVID, and they told us we couldn't because you can't, in the U.S., you can't do studies on cosmetics for drug actions. I don't know if I said that right, but you can't go in there and say, I'm taking soap and I want to do a study to see how it prevents disease. You have to add an antibacterial product to it, so now it's a drug, so it can prevent disease. And so we were not able to do that, but a company in England, they took a knockoff of our product. It's a nasal spray with xylitol, and it has clove oil and something else that we know destroys the virus, which this grapeseed extract in our nasal spray does the same thing. And they did that study in India during the Delta wave, and it showed nearly a 75% reduction in transmission of COVID by utilizing xylitol and nasal spray. There was a study that was done in Argentina where they showed an 80% reduction in transmission in hospital workers by using a nasal spray with iota-carrageenan at a much higher concentration. So we know that our science is solid. We know that. The only people that argue that is the FTC. I mean, even the FDA doesn't argue that our science is valid. It's just the FTC. But those are all great studies, and they're all on our webpage. I encourage people to go there and read through them. And we put little synopses of what each study is so that, you know, you can read through a paragraph and it gives you an idea of what the study is showing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's very easy to navigate and, you know, explain that people can get the facts on their own just by reading that. And I think the education is key. And again, we're grateful about all the years of education you've given us on the show, because in turn, we're able to answer some of these questions and help our listeners try to figure out what's going on. And again, I'll tell you, the number one thing that seems to be for practitioners out there, people are coming in with respiratory infections and issues like that. So, yeah, you know, we're not going to quote stats. It is up there. I will tell you that. If you'd like to learn more about Clear, it's super easy to do so. That's XLEAR.com. Again, clear.com. Read some of the research. These products are available at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, natural grocers, and most natural products retailer nationwide. You can also check them out on Amazon if you prefer to buy there. Nate, always such a gift to have you on the program. What parting words would you like to share before we say goodbye?
Keep your nose clean. I mean, you know, that and you remember that here in the United States that we used to be a free country, and now we've just had government overreach after government overreach, and we all need to stand up and push back against that government overreach. That's about the best advice I could give.
Yeah, I think it's great advice. And with all the information you shared with us too, and really getting an understanding on the safety and effectiveness of using any of the lines there at Clear or Spry. Listeners, again, we put all this great information on our weekly highlight page. We're also going to share a new article. It's going to be a surprise article, something that was written in Whole Food Magazine. So make sure you go to our article section and you read up on a little bit of something that Nate put out in the world. Nate, always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay. Thank you. Anytime.
Thank you. Listeners, again, if you get lost along the way, foreveryoungradio.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.